from Stoic Wisdoms. Critical thinking is harder than you think. This is a deeper exploration of critical thinking, one of the five skills covered in the five most important skills to learn in 2026. If you haven't read that post yet, it's free and worth starting there. Think about the last time you read something that confirmed exactly what you already believed. Notice what happened next. You didn't scrutinize the source. You didn't question the methodology. You didn't look for the angle. You absorbed it. The feeling of being right moved so fast through you that by the time you finished reading, the claim had already become belief. That process is invisible precisely because it feels like thinking. It isn't. When information contradicts what you believe, your guard goes up. You question, you probe, you resist. You demand evidence. You check the source. This comes naturally. Your psychology handles it for free. But when information confirms what you believe, every filter shuts off. The source seems credible by default. The evidence seems sufficient without examination. The claim slides into your mind and settles there without ever being asked to prove itself. You do this dozens of times a day. So does everyone. The asymmetry is so consistent and so invisible that most people go their entire lives without noticing it. They believe they're thinking critically because they're skilled at questioning what they disagree with. They never realize that the information they agree with walks through the front door unchecked. Every single time. The modern information environment makes this worse in a way most people haven't reckoned with. Every article you read, every video you finish, every post you share teaches the algorithm what to show you next. Over time, without any single moment you could point to, you end up inside a curated stream of information that mostly confirms what you already think. You believe you're staying informed. What you're mostly doing is accumulating evidence for positions you already held. In the five most important skills to learn in 2026, I called this the symmetry principle. Many readers agreed it was important, and the reason goes deeper than laziness or distraction. Some beliefs you can examine freely. You can update your opinion about a restaurant, a movie, a piece of software without any distress at all. The belief was light. It wasn't connected to anything important. You set it down and pick up a better one, but other beliefs resist examination with a force that has nothing to do with evidence. Challenge them and you don't feel curious. You feel attacked. Your pulse changes. Your thinking narrows. You start building a defense before you've even understood the challenge. These are the beliefs that have stopped being positions and started being identity. Questioning them doesn't feel like intellectual inquiry. It feels like someone is questioning you. Every person reading this, including myself, has beliefs in that second category. The rest of this post explores why your mind protects certain beliefs from examination more fiercely than it protects others. What the Stoics understood about the gap between receiving information and accepting it. Why learning to sit with genuine uncertainty is the rarest and most valuable intellect tool skill you can develop, and what it looks like to build a relationship with knowledge that goes deeper than consumption. Beliefs we protect without realizing we're protecting them. Beliefs we've never examined because the examination itself feels intolerable. The question is what those beliefs are costing us by going unexamined, and that cost is higher than most people are willing to look at. This is the first of four deep dives. Over the coming weeks, I'm publishing full premium posts on critical thinking, this one, attention management, adaptability, and self-reflection, to help you build a deeper understanding for each skill. This series will be the most substantial work I've published on Stoic Wisdoms.